Collision in Las Vegas, Nevada. Right here, right behind me, you can see the poster here, and we're at Zappos headquarters, believe it or not, and this is a really, really cool place. What do you think of it, Michael?
I think it's great, now that I found it. Not to be mistaken for the Zappos down at Planet Hollywood.
Big mistake. Yeah. No worries. Hey, we are here with Michael Herman, Cuna Mutual Group, and he is here, not downtown, but here. All right. So how are you enjoying this versions of the Underground Collision here in Las Vegas?
I think it's great. I mean, this has been a great event. I love how small it is, and it's very intimate, and that folks are jumping in and talking, and it's not such an overwhelming crowd that you can't have that intimate collaboration of thought going on.
And there's a lot of, I don't want to say brutal honesty, let's say there's transparency going on in there. So that's really refreshing as well, that credit unions and vendors alike can talk about things that don't normally get talked about at conferences.
Yeah.
Especially out in the open.
Yeah, for sure. Those were some of the highlights, actually, for me, when people were really leaning in and, and mixing it up. Even the panels, mixing it up a little bit with different thoughts and different ideas. It was fun.
That's the point. And speaking of fun, you were on a panel called People Helping People in the Digital Era. So what was your, because there's, what, three people on the panel and then a moderator. Yeah. So what was your I guess, section of the panel?
I was talking about digital transformation, particularly with a focus in the lending space, but we were talking pretty high level, pretty broad up there. And what I was focused on was giving a few insights into what we're seeing from a consumer-centered design approach. So we've spent a lot of time in research looking at the shifting demographics and the consumer needs, particularly in lending. I talked a little bit about the generational changes going on.
I love that.
You know, the Gen Zs and the millennials, as you heard me talk about that. What it's really interesting is you start to have to transform the way you think about solutioning and being at the point of need of the customer, meeting the customer where they are, and with the change in demographics, it's moving very, very quickly.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I want to bring up the anecdote that you provided. You talked about teenagers and their love for texting, and that's about the only way you can converse with them. Yeah. If you want to converse with them for real face-to-face, it's merely a grunt or something like that, but a text, oh my gosh, you'll get their life story. Yeah. But you segued that with, like, hey, go where your members are, go where your audience is, and talk to them there. And that was kind of the message that you're trying to get across, right?
Absolutely. And you know, you look at some of the other anecdotes that were shared today with the fintech solutions spinning up and the new ways by which we're interacting with consumers and money. The younger generations, they're used to doing everything through their phone. So that ease of use, the simplicity, the instant gratification. I remember when our kids were young, we've all probably shared anecdotes with our kids of, hey, when a new album came out, when we were young, we had to wait. First, they'd release the first single, right? Then after the single was on the shelf for long enough to market the album sufficiently, the full album would come out, and then you'd have to save enough money to be able to go down and buy the full album. And now it's totally different. Yeah. If they want a song at any time, we've got our Apple Music subscription, and any song's at the fingertips, on demand, instantly at any time they want it. They're going to be the same way with their money. Right. And if they're going to want a loan, they're going to want that loan instantly. It's just the way that they're trained to understand what a good experience looks like. So it's going to be different.
And nobody's spending the night outside the ticket box to buy tickets for the concert coming up. You know, nobody's doing that anymore. What's up with that?
I know, that was half the fun.
I know.
Those days, that was part of the experience, was showing how diehard of a fan you were. Now,
you earned that third row ticket right in the middle.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, now that's all managed digitally as well. So. Yeah.
Talk to me about, you mentioned up there, look at your own strategic intent. Can you expand on that a little bit?
Yeah, so we were talking a lot about fintechs and all the suppliers and the dependencies, and I talked a little bit about the layers of technology now. So even within behind the fintech, the fintech innovation that's happening, now you're seeing basically two layers of technology behind the fintech. So while the credit union is going to look to the fintech as the solution provider, underneath the fintech is going to be enabler technologies. So that can be technologies such as a Plaid, for example, or someone who connects the ecosystem of transactions. And then beneath that, the third layer is now the cloud service provider. So when you look at the AWSs of the world, when you look at Microsoft Azure and the cloud providers, they're abstracting away a lot of the infrastructure of technology. So you have now all these layers of technology, and everyone's got their own strategy within that layer. I think what's important for the credit union and the customer of those providers is to be clear with what your strategic needs are. Otherwise, you know, you're gonna the steering wheel is gonna get handed over. Yeah. And I think that that's just a really important point. That even though it's trendy to get into fintechs and keep moving things forward technologically. Mm-hmm. You've got to have a clear strategic intent and the interest of your member front and center, and being able to solve for something that you're looking to solve.
What's your feeling on the fintech situation right now? Because like Todd Clark from Co-op was saying that, you know, a few years ago that fintechs were feared, but now they're partners. Are you seeing the same thing out there as well?
Yeah, I definitely am, and I think it's a good thing. There's a lot of opportunity in this, but not all fintechs are created equal, right? So I think having a discerning eye and being able to understand the needs that you have, and having folks at all levels of an organization, when you're looking to partner with fintechs, you've got to have people at the table who can be at that intersection of technology and business in a much more strategic way than maybe we have been in the past. So I think you heard some stories today, some horror stories, if you will, around some fintechs, and some will pop up, and they may not be built the right way. They may not be built to scale. They might be built for a single purpose use, and suddenly,
or just good enough,
right? And that's part of it, right? When you're trying to start something up new and you're capital constrained and things of that nature, you may not be built for all purposes. So, but at the same time, you're out there trying to secure revenue. Right. So, making sure that folks are scalable and stable enough to be a good solid partner, and they're going to be a last partner for you is important.
Yeah. Doing your due diligence for sure. Yeah, I think we're just living in these amazing, exciting times right now. So it's really cool to be a part of it. So,
yeah. Yeah, I mean, Money 2020, that's going to come on the heels of this. This has just blown up over the last 5 years. And you think about the explosion of new entrants into this space. It's really dynamic, really exciting.
Yeah. 13,000 people were there last year. There'll probably be 15,000 there this year. So wow. Good stuff. All right, Michael, I'll let you get off the hot seat. Appreciate your time, and well done up there on the panel. And
thanks so much.
We'll let's chat again in 2020 and see where we are.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
All right. Well done.